This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Even if it feels like Black Friday, it is still technically Thanksgiving, so let's talk about food for a bit. We'll get to the turkey in a moment, but I'll start with a side dish. North Carolina is the largest producer of sweet potatoes in the country. Almost three-quarters of the nation's fresh sweet potatoes are grown there, the ones you might use in dishes like my grandma's pie or my cousin Laura's casserole. But Hurricane Florence did a number on this year's crop and the farmers who produced it. Marketplace's Andy Euler traveled to Fayzen, North Carolina, and has this report.
Birch Farms is one of the largest vegetable growers in North Carolina. It covers about 8,000 acres in the southeastern part of the state. The farm's patriarch, Jimmy Birch, is busy rattling off what they grow here.
Collards, kale, cabbage, turnips, rutabagas, beets, and then we do a lot of sweet potatoes. That's our business.
When Hurricane Florence came through in September, Birch says his farm got 26 inches of rain in 4 days.
Yeah, it was over $1 million. Washed down to the Atlantic Ocean. It took me 4 or 5 years to make it back.
Birch didn't know the full extent of his loss until he began digging his sweet potatoes out of the ground a couple of weeks ago. He ended up losing a third of his crop. He said it kicked his...
That's what happened. It was bad, very bad.
About 95% of the sweet potatoes in North Carolina were in the ground when Hurricane Florence hit, according to Larry Wooten. He's president of the North Carolina Farm Bureau. He says the sweet potato crop took a 20 to 40% loss because of Florence. And while there should be enough for the holidays, supply may be a bit sparse next year.
Many people say that, well, farmers have crop insurance on these crops. You do on some of these major commodities like corn, soybeans, cotton, but you don't have it on sweet potatoes.
Jimmy Birch says even before the storm, things weren't looking good for farmers like him. Escalating labor costs and competition from overseas have squeezed margins for years.
Farmers are really great people overall, but we're a dying breed, and there's nobody coming along to take our place. And I don't know who in the hell is going to feed this world after a while.
In order to keep up with population growth, the United Nations estimates that worldwide food production will need to double by 2050. In Fayzen, North Carolina, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.